Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you went with our news director, Beth, last Friday to visit with Kim Gardner. Give us the background of what happened here.
So we in the newsroom, and I won't say starting with Kevin, but he definitely the primary reporter who covers St. Louis City Hall. He is the St. Louis City Hall reporter. And so he has been covering St. Louis police, the mayor's, all issues related to St. Louis City Hall, and Kim Gardner, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, being one of them. And our continuation of the story has been to try to get her, Kevin, to try to get her to respond to the St. Louis Police Department's numbers. And when we say numbers, we issued, Kevin issued a sunshine request of the St. Louis Police Department. How many charges, how many cases have you given to the circuit attorney's office? So from that sunshine request, we get this number from St. Louis police that is somewhere like 7,000. They claim then that the circuit attorney's office has only issued charges in about 30-some-odd percent of those cases, I believe, for 2019. So in the last several months, the newsroom has been trying to get her office to respond to that. And so our news director, Beth Coughlin, and myself, we have all been trying to get a one-on-one interview. Number one, respond to the numbers. And from my standpoint, I just wanted to know even more about her office and her how she's responding to all of these various controversies.
Right. Well, look, there's a lot of legitimate
questions.
That's
the background of how it came to be anyway.
Yeah. And the rest of the background is, and look, we put plenty of requests out going back to last year for this show as well, but the rest of the background is there have been two interviews with national media and really none with
recently.
Local.
Recently.
I'm talking about the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, recent.
So on the issue of the charges and the numbers that you mentioned here, I think this is your question about that.
About the numbers of cases that supposedly your office is that are either being dismissed or you are not taking up. What's the real issue there that the public doesn't understand?
Well, first of all, no one has my numbers but me. So it's kind of ironic that anyone is talking about numbers. They don't have numbers of the prosecutor's office.
So they can't tell,
that's like me saying I got the numbers for the police department. That's just, it's laughable.
But the police department would know how many felony charges were sent to her, wouldn't they? They just perhaps wouldn't know the level of prosecution. I don't understand that answer, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and we pressed, and eventually I said to her that the only way that we'll have clarity is from you. And so I was thinking, is there something I don't know? I mean, is there something that we, that's why I asked the question in that way.
Right.
Is there something the public doesn't understand in the manner in which these things operate? A police officer goes to a crime scene, he writes a report, from that report is then given to the circuit attorney's office, and they say in that report, you know, I saw the guy, I clocked the guy doing 110, I took the dog, I found the stash, here's
all the details.
All of the evidence, and then they send it to the circuit attorney's office. And so her office is currently compiling, using new software to compile their case log, if you will. And so she's saying, what I gather, she's saying that what the police department has is just a large number. What we have is something different. We have the number of cases that were taken up that were then, you have, I think, 24 hours. You bring a case to her office, you have 24 hours, they send it back, there's not enough evidence, they send it back, that officer cannot testify, they send it back, that's an incomplete report, they send it back. There's a variety of reasons. They want to track all of that.
And here's what caught my ear this morning, and I will tell you, and I don't know if there was a follow-up on this or not, and I want to play this sound because it was one of the casts. I've never in my 35 years of covering courts, police, murder charges, trials. I've sat through trials. Really interesting ones. I've never looked at a prosecutor and a police department having an adversarial relationship.
That doesn't make any sense.
Should I play the bite? All right.
Yeah.
How would you characterize your relationship with the police department as a not you personally, but as an agency, as a part of the ecosystem?
It's always going to be an adversarial relationship. I mean, we're going to always ask them to go back to complete their investigation, do more things. That is our job. We're a check and balance.
So I asked Jack Coder this only because he was a prosecutor, and I was going to reach out to Joe Mosley, who was a prosecutor for a long time in Central Missouri, also a former state senator. I'm not sure any other prosecutor would look at it as adversarial.
You know what's interesting? Because I had the same reaction, if you will. But what is also interesting is that hearing that answer, I thought that a police officer who goes to the scene and who writes a report and then takes it to a circuit attorney and he says or she says, not enough. I need more evidence.
And Coda said that. That would be adversarial. I don't think it's adversarial.
And maybe that's the wrong word, but there is a push and pull here because police are on the street. They're doing their thing.
But the push and pull should be for the prosecution of people who are breaking the law.
Now, here's my other reaction to that.
Here's
my other reaction to that, Mark. What was also intriguing to me is there is certainly a school of thought that prosecutors and police are too much hand in hand. And we have had those cases where prosecutors are not doing their due diligence. And she said to me later in the interview that I can't say to them, write it this way. I can't say to them, she was describing, some aspect, some scenario as being illegal. I can't, as a prosecutor, she said, tell police.
I understand all that.
I get that. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But does she understand how this is perceived and how—
Yes, I think she does.
—creating a relationship—
And I think she doesn't. And when I would say, in my words, Carol Daniel, reporter who sat with her for almost 3 hours, I would say that she does not care. And that's not apathy, but she said to us that justice is the end result, not convictions.
How does justice play into the shooting of,
whatever you're about to say, I can't answer.
But do you ask her those questions about why there's not a prosecution of a guy who killed a child when the feds
have prosecuted? We did not go into specific cases. I did not ask those questions.
That's the one thing out there that I would love to know the answer for, because the feds have gotten involved in that because he confessed, but she has not issued charges.
You're bringing up.
Tell me what's going to happen with this, though, because you guys have turned this into a special, right, for tomorrow?
It's going to air tomorrow in the 10 o'clock hour and then again in the evening, I believe at 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. And there is a follow-up because she talked about this process she's going through and it's something that was started when Jennifer Joyce was the circuit attorney. Kim Gardner says that circuit attorney's offices throughout the country do not have a good system of tracking cases, of tracking what happens. And so Jennifer Joyce began this process, and her office is continuing to build this software, for which they have gotten grant money, to better track what happens. And I asked her, are you working with police so that they can do a better job, if that's what you're saying is true?
Doesn't sound like it.
And she said yes. Her office goes to where police trained when they come become police officers.
The academy?
They go to the academy. They talk to them about that. So she says they do.
The special will be on 10 o'clock tomorrow.
10 o'clock. 10 a.m. and 10 p.m.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.